A Skinful of Trouble by Arthur Morrison. Of all the afflictions brought on a suffering civilization by the Limited Liability Acts, as they stand in the statutes of this commercial country, few can exceed the troubles, pains, and harassments of Mr. Nathaniel Dowdall, consequent on his investment of an odd £100 in Filer's Royal and Imperial Circus Limited. It was no matter of a public issue of shares at the hands of a professional promoter, no case of a glowing prospectus with a titled directorate. Filer and Filer's Royal and Imperial Circus indeed made fresh issues of shares whenever he found the opportunity and wherever he fell across the confiding investor. He was managing director and, it is to be presumed, the rest of the board also. He was Filer, and there was the long and short, the thick and thin, the beginning and end of it. From time to time, the capital of Filer Limited was increased by just as much as some hopeful stranger might be persuaded to entrust to Filer, managing director, in exchange for an elegantly printed certificate constituting him a partner limited in the joys and sorrows of Filer. Then Filer's Royal and Imperial Circus passed on, and if the new shareholder remained quiescent, there was nobody in the world so ready to let bygones be bygones as the magnanimous Filer. Mr. Nathaniel Dowdall did not remain quiescent. He followed Filer with letters, monthly, fortnightly, and then weekly. Some came back through the dead letter office. A few vanished wholly into the unknown. But some caught Filer at towns where the circus pitched, and others overtook him, redirected, and that in sufficient numbers to grow, after a year or so, something of a nuisance to the otherwise unruffled Filer. So much so that he went as far as to answer one or two of the later and more violent in a tone of flowery affability. And then Mr. Dowdall wrote thus: "Without prejudice, 613 Bramblebury Road, Streatham Hill, SW. May the 15th. Sir, I will have no more of your evasions and promises. You have obtained my money by fraudulent misrepresentation, and I demand its instant return, unless I receive by Thursday next your cheque for the sum of £100. I shall place the whole affair in the hands of my solicitors to deal with as they consider best, with a view not only to the recovery of the money, but to the proper punishment of a disgraceful fraud. This letter is..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?